Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Secondhand Therapy is presented by Pony Bear Studios. For ad-free episodes, head on over to patreon.com/secondhandtherapypod.
Welcome back to Secondhand Therapy. We want to remind you that we are not licensed professionals. We are not therapists. We're just two dudes that are going through it. Maybe you learn something. Maybe you don't.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just going to talk about our own therapy.
Yeah.
Maybe you relate to it. Maybe you hate us.
We do want to remind you that we have a Patreon. There's a bunch of bonus content on there. I've been doing some ASMR. Lou's been doing some moonwalking episodes. There's after the pod clips, all kinds of stuff on there. So if you want to support us, that would be amazing. You can go to Patreon and check us out there.
Patreon.com/secondhandtherapypod. We also have merch available at secondhandtherapypod.com. If you want to contact us, you can email us, secondhandtherapypod@gmail.com, or text us at 818-850-2448.
I do love when we get some text and voicemails.
Cool. Here's the episode now, because we don't need to do that.
You know how I keep telling you I'm doing a psychology class?
Mm-hmm.
Doing it.
Are you really?
I'm really doing it, dude. Our new sponsor, Southern New Hampshire University.
Fancy.
Got some classes, bro.
Oh, you fancy now.
Bruh, I'm out here.
He's a schoolboy.
Hey, and here's the thing. If you're like me and you're just like, dude, I like learning stuff sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
SNHU, go learn some stuff. If you were like me in the past, maybe you feel a little stuck in your career, you want to start a new thing, SNHU. What about you?
I mean, I love to learn.
Oh, God, he's never learned
I need to do it more officially.
He's never learned a thing. Anyway, if you want to check out SNHU and you want to see what kind of programs they have, you can go to snhu.edu/SHT. And you can request more information. It costs nothing to request more information. It's a great way to support the podcast. Learn some stuff. Start a new career. Do whatever you need.
Go back to school.
snhu.edu/SHT. There's also a link in the episode description. Get some info. Start some learning. You're welcome. If you're interested in having the best time of your life, you should go ahead and check out our new sponsor, Psychic Source.
Oh, buddy, I cannot wait.
Dude.
I'm trying to talk to dead people. Do they do that?
They do mediums. They got mediums.
All right. I'll take a large medium.
All right. So here's the thing. Daddy already did it. Okay. Now, here's the thing. If you want to talk to a psychic, and trust me, you do. Here's what you do. You go to trypsychicsource.com/SHT10. Okay? You're going to get 40 minutes. 40 minutes for $19.80. Now, you don't have to use all 40 minutes with one person. I didn't.
Oh.
I did 20 with... And look, mind your business. Talking about my love life.
Okay, all right.
Talking about my love life.
Trying to see some some road bumps ahead.
Just seeing if it's going to be clear skies, and it's not. Now, I did the other 20 on just like a spiritual thing.
Mm.
See where I'm at. Let me guess. You're going to do a medium?
Oh my God, I can't wait.
All right. Well, if you want to talk to a psychic, you can do that. Again, try psychicsource.com/SHT10. You get 40 minutes for under $20. Do it. And then DM us, because I want to hear how it went.
Oh, I can't. Please DM us.
Oh, God, it's so much fun.
I want the tea.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hello, my little bear cubs, and welcome back.
Secondhand Therapy.
And we know that. Now, when I say purple, just know my balls are purple. Okay?
It's not a good selling point.
Not my whole, not the entirety of my balls, but up at the top, near the root of my dick root, where they made the incisions, quite bruised.
How big are the incisions?
I don't know. Like that? They're real small.
Yeah.
What is that, a centimeter, 2 centimeters?
Well, that's your whole balls then, right? Set them up. Knock them down.
The joke implies anybody measures their balls.
You know, dudes be out there measuring their balls. You're
like, no, what's your ball length? you got a big mouth for someone with short ass balls. Idiot.
How you fucking hanging these days?
They numb you pretty good. It's fine.
I could not believe when you came home. It looked like you'd just been to the grocery store.
Yeah, I just had I had 2 pairs of underwear on.
Yeah.
I had a pair of tidy whities for that. I'm going to be honest with you, a size small. Intentional, because he's like, get some compression or a jock strap. I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I just get a pair of snug ass tidy whities. And I had my regular boxer briefs over it. So I was compressed. My dick looked like a turtle head for like the first few days because it was so smashed in.
I was just going to say, it's probably scared. It saw what you did to the balls. He's like,
I think scared too.
I gotta skip down for a few days.
Yeah.
So the vasectomy wasn't too wild. It doesn't seem like you.
It was.
I didn't really notice a change in you in the last few.
No, it's a little bit of a gimp. A little bit of care when I sit down and stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's truly much more mild than I thought it was going to be. It was not a big deal at all.
Mm.
Now. Okay, I don't know how much am I sharing on here because we're making a little documentary for it.
Mm-hmm.
We're making a little doc. If you're listening, we're gonna have a little documentary on Patreon about my vasectomy and a couple life events.
Yeah,
that led up to me getting a vasectomy that are incredibly private that I did not share on here.
That's right.
And
that documentary will only be on our Patreon
for a while. Michael, we'll probably throw it on YouTube and. I don't know, next year sometime?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But for now.
Yeah, so I don't know how much should I share?
I think you can talk about a little bit more about the procedure.
The procedure, yeah, it was, I don't know, the worst part of it was just the nerves. Just being nervous.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what to expect. it was, so I walked in, I sent you a picture of the like it's a legit operating room, like they have monitors, they have, like all that shit.
Were you standing or sitting? Like how, what was the process like when
you're laying on your back, just laying flat on your back?
Really?
And then they have like a paper gown with a hole cut out and they put over you and they just plop your balls out of it.
Why would, like, they're already down there, why do they have to cover your, you know what I mean, like we're already here.
I think it's just for like, it's like any surgery. They only want to see what they're working on.
All right. So it's not a prudish thing. It's not like, I don't see this guy's dick while I'm cutting his balls open.
When they have surgery, they like use you to like set things down. And that needs to be a sterile area. Yeah. Like the dentist, that bib is not for, it's because they put shit on your chest. And
I just didn't think they wanted to see my cleavage while they were.
They might. They might not. They're like, I can't see all these veins right now.
Like all these tools are pretty hairy.
Yeah. It was a flat table, and then it had some, like, foot stirrups.
Okay.
Like you see when women give birth. So I got on there and put my feet in the stirrups. He walked in, he goes, you don't have to do that.
Oh, really?
And I was like,
Because I felt like an asshole with my feet in these stirrups. Like, I'm just sitting there. My balls are just, gravity's taking over at this point. And he goes, you don't have to do that. Just lay back. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I laid back. And yeah, he gave me, what I'm learning is I might have like a high tolerance for anesthesia or Novocaine, like numbing, anything like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cause like when I was getting my wisdom teeth out, they put you under for that. And I woke up in the middle.
Oh shit.
And this, they don't put you under, they just numb the area. So he gave me a shot. They go one side at a time. They did my left ball first. So he's like, you're gonna feel a little pinch of the shot, which wasn't bad. It felt like a shot.
Really?
Yeah.
Even in your ball, like you can just like look at balls mean and it hurts. I can't believe,
but it's
shot.
Not in your testicle. It's up on the side by your dick. It's just where they're cutting the vas deferens,
right?
That tube. So they're not injecting your ball, I don't think.
I couldn't see. I had the gown on.
Yeah, I had the gown on. So he gave me the shot. He's like, and then he kind of just like, he's like, you feel anything? I was like, no. And he's like, you're going to feel like, he's like, you'll feel like tugging and like pressure and stuff. He's like, you shouldn't feel anything sharp. He's like, okay, so I'm going to make the incision now. And I was like, yeah, I feel that. Definitely feel that. And he's like, you feel the sharp? And I go, yeah. He's like, oh, okay. He gave me another shot. He goes, do you feel this? I go, yep. He's like, Jesus. Okay. So then he hit me a third time and then I finally didn't feel anymore.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so they numb you out. They pull the vas out. They remove a section, snip, snip, take a little chunk of it out, cauterize both ends, and then he stitched it shut as well. And then, if you're not on YouTube, you should be. Because as soon as it was all done, I swear to God, this is what he did with my ball sack to get it back in. He just went,
no.
Like it was like he was putting a pillow in a pillowcase, just gave it a couple juggles, got everything to fall back in the hole.
Get the fuck out of here.
I swear to God. And then stitch it up. And he's like, all right, other side. Did the other side, same thing. He gave me a shit ton of numbing. He's like, okay, I gave you the same on the left side. And I was like, yeah, I can still feel you cutting me. He goes, are you kidding? He's like, I can't believe it. So he had to give me more.
He just cold cocks
you. Yes. And then they did the right side. The whole thing was literally a half hour. Like 10, 15 minutes per ball.
I just love too how even though all the advances in like medicine and technology and all that stuff, he's still shaking your ball sack like a pillowcase.
Yeah, just
yeah. That's what I love about this whole procedure. It's like we're still just human. We're still just like, I don't know.
Yeah. Stitched it up, I sat up, he's like, all right. I looked down, he's like, this is the one incision, this is the other incision. It's like stitches will fall out in about a week. He's like, keep them up to your body so they don't swell and fill with blood. It's like Tylenol if you're sore.
That's it, huh?
Ejaculate 14 times and then we'll go get your sperm test, make sure you're sterile.
Oh my God. And now is there a time limit on this 14 thing? Like do you have it has to be in the next 2 weeks or something like that?
No.
Or is it just over the course of whenever?
It's just he's like it just takes about 14 to clear out whatever sperm are still in your vas deferens. Yeah. Because your balls still produce sperm.
Mm-hmm.
There's just nowhere for them to go now.
Yeah.
So the ones that are in the top half of the vas, you just have to flush those out. That takes about 14 ejaculations.
Hmm.
Now, I have ejaculated twice since then, and both of them had blood in it, which he told me was normal and not to panic. And I said, oh, I'll panic.
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you, when you look down and see bloody cum,
yeah,
it's an alarming thing. So had he not warned me, I'd have jumped off the balcony, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's like all those men on the internet were right, you know? You got a vasectomy, and now you got your period.
Jesus Christ. Thank God you gave up comedy. You know? Jesus Christ.
When we were putting the doc together, I had to go through and find all these like these real tweets about men and their ideas about what a vasectomy is, and they're just so fucking dumb. Spoiler alert, they're so fucking dumb, and they're all in that vein of being like, whoa, you ain't no real man now, and you're like, what the
cool, castrated yourself, got neutered.
Yeah, like, What are we doing?
Like, oh, dude. Oh, really?
Tell your wife to call me. You ain't, I can, you know. What? Yeah. What?
No, actually, so I can come in my wife all I want. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm into the worst.
Yeah. So that's what I've been up to this past week.
Ugh. How you feeling now? I mean, you seem great.
I feel great. It's truly insanely minor. Today is day 8.
Yeah.
And the bruising is almost completely gone. The stitches, I think the stitches on my right incision are gone. And the left one, I think there's like one or two left.
When can you start going back to like physical activity, like gym and
hike? It said about a week, so I should be able to now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I still have a little tenderness.
Yeah.
So I'm just playing it safe.
Mm.
Yeah.
Last question.
Because
sometimes when you, how do you stop from like, does it itch or become bothersome, or like what is that area like when in the aftercare?
It's just tender.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like you're bruised.
Mm.
That's it. And you kind of have like when you get hit in the balls, you know, you have that like low kind of stomach ache.
Yeah.
You have that for a day.
It just feels like it, like with the stitches, it would be
it's literally this big. Yeah. No.
Ugh.
Yeah. Right. It's truly just a little sore. That's it.
Wow.
Like when you roll over in your sleep, you tend to wake up to be like, okay, let me roll and make sure I'm not flopping around. Mm. Like you just are intrinsically more careful.
Yeah.
That's it. It's truly not that bad.
That's great. That's great news.
Yeah. So if you're a man listening and you don't want kids, or you're done having kids and you're scared about getting a vasectomy, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Get it done. Covered by insurance.
Yeah.
Cost nothing.
I'm still, you asked me when you came home, you're like, you doing it? I'm like,
I know you lied to me and said, I'm like 90% sure on kids. You do not want kids.
No, I
don't.
You're
just fucking scared.
I am.
Fucking, the way you lied to me made me so angry. I don't know. I'm like 90% on kids. You hate kids.
Yeah.
What are you, you're so scared of everything.
Maybe I'll meet somebody.
Get the, and what? And they're going to make you want to be a father?
Yeah, but maybe they'll bring the...
Good God, you can't even feed yourself. You're going to keep another human alive?
Maybe they'll bring Father Mike out of me.
Okay. That's an Irish Catholic we don't need.
Right now, it's just Daddy Mike.
Yeah.
Maybe some girl will turn me from daddy to father.
No, they won't. They won't.
No, I know. I need to get in there. I'm just...
You're just scared?
Petrified.
What are you scared of? Ouchie?
Ouchie.
You scared of ouchie?
What if I go in and I'm like, hit me with a double right away? You know what I mean? When they're numbing me, can I be like,
well, it wears off, so you want it like when you're having the operation.
That's what I mean. Just hit me, give me a couple right away.
I don't understand what you're saying. So you get the shots out of the way immediately?
Yeah, give me double the shots. So I know I'm, because you said you had to have the 3 shots during the thing.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Should I just double up just to be safe?
Well, when you've had a tooth pulled, did they have to give you extra Novocaine in your mouth?
No.
Yeah, you're fine.
Buddy, that's what you told me. You're like, you had a wisdom tooth ripped out of your mouth.
While you were awake.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're fine.
Yeah.
I assure you, that was worse.
You're sure that getting a vasectomy is less pain than a grown Russian man ripping a tooth from my...
From your jawbone.
Jawbone.
Yeah, and then you had no painkillers after. You're going to be fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get in there.
Yeah. You won't, but you should.
I know. I'm scared.
I don't know. You're so scared of everything. I understand.
Know. I'm scared.
Yeah, but so?
Yeah.
Does fear usually, is it a big shutdown for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's mom?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. She just embedded worst case scenario in me. So when I think of how easy and painless your vasectomy is, I can't help but think about how the opposite will happen to me. I just automatically think that I'm going to have bad luck and I'm going to get in there. Something's going to go wrong. They're going to fucking need to do extra work or like this or that. Like,
extra work?
Yeah.
They're going to have to do the third ball.
They're going to be like, fuck, we can't stop the bleeding or something. I don't know what the fuck's going to happen, but they're going to, I'm going to hear the uh-oh while I'm on the table.
Huh.
Or somebody's going to be like, huh, that's not, what's that? Or that's interesting. You know, it leads to.
Oh, and then guess what? It's a good thing you figured that out.
You know, and that's reframing, and that's something I'm working on.
We'll be right back with more Secondhand Therapy. Hang tight.
I know we talk about BetterHelp a lot on this show, but now they're a sponsor.
They are a sponsor, dude.
I'm using BetterHelp. I'm loving it so far. It's so easy to find a therapist, find out what I'm looking for. And if it's not working out, because that has happened, I've been able to switch therapist with no problem at all.
Yeah. Yeah, you had that one that was not a good fit before.
It was not a good fit. Hey, and that happens. Finding good therapist is like a lot like finding, you know, being out there in the dating world and finding the right partner for you.
And you're married now.
Oh, no.
You're in love.
Never. Never.
You're in love now.
I have to talk about this with my therapist.
Dude, you're there. Can I meet this person? I don't even know their gender. Can I meet this person?
Absolutely not.
Let's do one together.
Well, we should sign up for couples therapy on BetterHelp.
I'll do it. You think I won't do it? You think I won't win couples therapy with you, dude?
Oh,
you think I'm not going to walk out with the trophy? A couples therapy?
I know you will.
All right, here's the good news. They really are a sponsor, and if you have wanted to get in therapy and maybe you don't know where to start, maybe you don't have insurance like us, you can go to BetterHelp. They were nice enough to give us a discount. So if you hear this, you can go to betterhelp.com/secondhandtherapy, and you will get 10% off your first month. There's a link below the episode. Starting therapy, it helps. It really helps. No matter what you want to work on, give it a shot. BetterHelp.com/secondhandtherapy. We love you guys.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah. I did tell my girlfriend in the parking lot. I came out of the thing and she's like, hey, how'd it go? I was like, it was fine. I kind of whispered. I was like, there was a little complication. I'll tell you in the parking lot. She goes, oh, okay. And so I finished checking out and we got to the parking lot. She's like, what happened? And I told her that I made it specific. So it was so believable. I was like, they did the left side first and it was fine. The right side, I had a little bit more pain, which I didn't know. I just thought like, you know, the numbing, whatever. It was like, when we were done, he showed me the part of the tube they cut out and it was like dark brown. And the other one was white. She's like, what is that? She said, and I was like, I don't know. He said it's most likely cancer cells, that there was some cancerous. Girlfriend immediately her eyes filled up with tears. And I was like, oh my God, this is a bad joke. This is a bad joke. I didn't realize it. I thought it was going to be a funny thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fucking dog.
And so we get to the car. And I'm like, are you okay? She's like, no. And I was like, hey, I made up the whole thing. I was just kidding.
You let her get to the car. You let her get to the car is the best part.
She's like, so you don't have cancer? I was like, I mean, not on my balls, but. So I thought it was funny. She did laugh.
Yeah.
But she should stop crying.
She cried a little. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I think's funny. Is that autism?
Hurting the ones you love.
Is that autism?
That's assholism. It's very close. It's on the spectrum for sure.
Yeah.
It's on the spectrum.
Right, so that's what I've been doing this week. I canceled therapy, though, because I don't like Zoom therapy.
Yeah.
You know, and I wasn't going to go sit on a couch and Because therapy would have been the same day as my vasectomy. I was like, I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what's been going on with me this week.
Oh, buddy.
What you been doing?
I think I'd rather have the vasectomy than the therapy that I've been doing.
Let me guess. ADHD.
Oh, yeah, that's a big
people pleasing, and your mom's dead.
One out of three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hear it. Hold on. Is your mom not dead?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Big time.
Two out of three.
Well, yeah, but we didn't talk about it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
I've just been having to really have some hard truth happen lately. And
without me?
That's sometimes with you.
I thought that was my job.
It's, you know, let me tell you something, not fun.
Yeah.
Learning about yourself, not always enjoyable.
What'd you learn?
I mean, I knew this, uh-huh. But it goes into accountability.
Yeah. Knowing things and facing things are very different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know you should get a vasectomy.
Yeah.
But facing the vasectomy.
Facing it.
Yeah. What'd you have to face?
My words do not match my actions in certain aspects of my life. And that is it. Look at you fucking grin. Okay, number one, wipe the fucking grin off your face.
I just, oh man, it's, I can't, I wish I had a name for the feeling when things that I say to you over and over and mm-hmm. over and over, and then you're like, hey, did you know I do this? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's rage and also mm-hmm. like some sort of achievement. And also I'm like proud of you. I'm like, oh, he's skipped denial into actually hearing what other people are saying. That's so nice.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. Okay, go ahead.
Because it's here, just to speak on that, I know you're right when you say these things.
Yeah.
But I don't want to fucking listen to you.
Yeah, I know.
Or anybody.
Yeah.
It's not just you.
I know.
I need time to come around to it. Mm. One of my exes used to joke around that it takes me about 3 years to come around to an idea, which my time is getting better. It's getting better.
Was that true? Was it 3 years?
Yeah, roughly. It would take me a while to like.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would like. Hey, I don't know. I get busy, you know. I get distracted, and then I come back around to
it. You're busy. You're scared of life. You don't want to actually. Change. You don't want to do change.
Yeah, you get it
for sure. Yeah, busy.
Yeah, my words are not matching my actions, and I've had to take some accountability for it, both with others and myself. Mm. Not fun.
Yeah.
I have, where do I begin? The beginning of the year, I split from my situationship, and I went on kind of like a, started the journey of like, well, who am I? What do I want? What am I looking for? Who am I outside of a relationship? Because I've spent most of my life inside of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first part of the year, I didn't go on dates. So there was no hookups. There was no serious dating, of course. There was like nothing like that happening. And then I started to slowly allow like hookups to happen and things like that. What I have realized is I am not good at casual hookups because I'm a very loving and passionate person. And when you're with me, you're with me. And even on like hookups or hangs, you get girlfriend treatment, and that's not fair. Even though my words are saying, like, I'm not looking for anything serious, this is just casual, you know, I'm like, I'm very open about like what I'm working on and you know, all these things, and I'm able to talk deeply about these issues and all these, like, I'm able to connect on that level and be serious and set boundaries and all these things, but my actions then, I am very lovey. I'm very cuddly and kissy, and I want to do things and sleepovers sometimes, things like that. It's
cook them breakfast.
Sometimes you get breakfast.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's girlfriend behavior with casual hookup boundaries.
I would argue it's casual hookup statements.
Statements, yes.
With no boundaries.
Yeah, it's casual. At all. Casual hookup statements with girlfriend treatment.
Girlfriend behavior.
That's not fair. And when I told my therapist today, I was like, you know, it would actually behoove me to be more of a fuckboy. Like, if I was actually more of, like, if I would lean into that more, I think I would, it would hurt less if I was whoever I'm hooking up with. Mm. It would hurt less if I was more of a fucking jerk or a fuckboy kind of thing.
Interesting.
But that's not my style. I want to cuddle.
It's so crazy that, like, I'm not a therapist, if you didn't hear the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's so rooted in people pleasing. It's just you trying to control how they feel.
Ooh, interesting.
If I was more fuckboy, they would hurt less. Would they?
Mm.
Or if you just actions just matched your words.
Yeah, that's the answer. Obviously, I was joking around in therapy about it.
Yeah.
I don't actually want to be more of a fuckboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, do you think that could be what it is? Is that for you, having your actions match your words is uncomfortable because they might view you as a fuckboy, and then that goes on your report card?
Mm.
And then you just...
That's interesting.
You feel bad because they think you're this guy, and you know you're... And you're like, I'm not that guy, so you...
That's definitely part of it.
Yeah.
But the other part of it is, like, that's just who I am. I am cuddly and all those things. Like, that's my behavior.
Mm-hmm. Who's that for? Is that for you or for them?
For me. Mm. I like that. I like...
Yeah.
One of my, love languages going outward is acts of service and physical touch. Like, that's my outward love language. So you get breakfast and cuddles and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When you're with me, you're with me.
Yeah.
And,
hear that? If you have a casual thing, he'll give you his love languages. That's my love language. I don't want a relationship, but I will outwardly show you my love language.
Yeah, how do you turn that off?
I don't know.
I don't know how to not be that person.
Typically, I would say for me, because I had a... I don't know if it was a situationship before my relationship, but I had a long-term person that I had a casual thing with.
Mm-hmm. You were really good at separating.
Yeah.
How?
Well, we were both very much on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
I was just getting back into dating and she was just getting out of a marriage. So we were both very much on the same page of like, hey, we're dipping our toes into like that world again for the first time in a while. So that helped. Yeah, and I have no problem with my actions matching my words. And for me, because I have the same outward love languages, like I'm big physical touch, acts of service. So acts of service would come out.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know, I don't know that it would.
But you're more logical and I'm more emotional.
Yeah.
And so you're able to see it for what it is and cut it. And you don't have a problem. A, you don't have a problem kind of being the bad guy or rude or come off that way because you don't feel that way because you are big on like, I can't control how they perceive
yeah, because
me
I know I'm not being rude.
Right.
Yeah.
But I get also, wrapped up in that.
Yeah. I also, when I see a, when I see it being like, oh, she's cuddling on me more, or I'm like, oh, this might be changing for her. I have no problem being like, hey, let's have a check-in.
Hey, man, I do check-ins as well.
Yeah. But then whatever comes up in the check-in, I implement it.
Yeah. But then I just go back to.
Yeah. You go, oh, but it feels good to cuddle and there are no consequences. Yeah, I don't. I'm very aware of consequences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I that is, that's so weird because on my end, in my people-pleasing ways and all that stuff, this is a rare instance where, like, I'm protecting myself, but I'm not protecting them.
I don't understand.
I'm setting boundaries, and I'm making clear statements, and I'm checking in and doing those things.
You're not
setting
boundaries, but go ahead.
Verbally. Okay. Oh, I forgot. Were you eavesdropping on all my conversations?
Well, a boundary...
Yes.
...is... you, whatever, making a statement, and then if the boundary's crossed, you taking action on it.
Now, see, now I said verbally.
Right, so it's not a boundary. So you made a statement, and then what?
It was a verbal boundary.
So you said something. You said a sentence. Right?
I can't fucking stand you. Sure.
So give me an example of one of these boundaries.
I don't, the point is...
Right, okay, so got it.
You know my fucking memory. And the point is...
Yeah, you're on medication now, but yeah, go ahead.
I'm not today. The point is... yeah, I'm doing these things to protect me, and I know that I'm going to be okay there. I know that I'm in the mindset to, like, I'll be okay, but I'm not protecting them. And that's... In this case, that's the problem.
The problem is you're not protecting them?
Yes, because I'm not, because my actions don't match my words, and so it's misleading to them, and then they end up getting hurt, even though that I know what I want and what I'm looking for and what I'm saying, and like, they're not believing it because my actions aren't backing it up, but I'm believing it because I know it to be true, because I know this is what I'm... I say what I mean, I'm just not acting on it in the way I should be. So I'm protecting myself by knowing that, like, oh, I know that I don't want a relationship. I'm saying that right now. And I will tell you that. I'm not in a place to be in a relationship. But when you stay over, or when we cuddle, or when we do whatever, then those actions don't match not wanting to be in a relationship. Now, I know that I don't want to be, so I'm going to be fine. But you're going to catch feelings... because I'm misleading you, because my actions don't match my words, so I'm not protecting you from getting hurt in those moments. I'm only protecting myself, or not protecting myself, but I'm just like...
Yeah, you're definitely not protecting yourself, because you're here right now. And also, it's not your, they're not yours to protect. That's not up to you. Yeah, it's people-pleasing and codependent.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're literally doing the thing you're talking about.
Fuck.
Fuck. Now, you're not my girlfriend, but I'm gonna do everything I can to protect you, okay? Because I don't want you to get hurt here. Hey, man, you're doing it on the pod.
Oh my god, you're right.
Yeah. Fuck. That was a good moment.
Why can't I care less?
It's. I don't think it's about caring. Why don't you care about yourself more?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the $1 million.
Here's the thing. Boundaries are for you.
Yeah, I know you're going to fucking say it. I thought you were going to say it a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
But you didn't. Fuck you.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Why don't you respect yourself enough to listen to your own boundaries? That's not rhetorical. Take your time. This is me waiting.
Yeah, I don't have an answer.
I know. Yeah, that's hard, man.
Yeah. My therapist asked me last week, we ended the session with her asking me, do I think that I am able to go the rest of the year without hooking up with anybody, without getting into any situationship, without getting into a relationship, without dating, any of that stuff?
Uh-huh.
And I said, probably not.
Well, at least you're honest.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah. 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 Women are a big source of validation for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got into that a lot today because I needed to know. I felt like you. I opened the conversation with my therapist today with like, I need to know the rules.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? And I was like, give me parameters, give me rules. Like, what about selfies? What about DMs? Am I allowed to flirt? I mean, I know you said no hooking up. And she's like, okay, let's.
She's like, I'm not a life coach.
Yeah, she's like, hold on. I was like, let's slow down. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, let's start here. I was like, I've been thinking a lot about what you said last week, if I was able to go the rest of the year without that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to try.
So you are interested in doing that?
I'm very interested in doing that.
Mm.
And then she asked me if I was still on the apps. And I said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm on the apps out of boredom.
Right, yeah. Justify it. What else?
I really am.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll be right back with more Secondhand Therapy after this. If you're interested in having the best time of your life, you should go ahead and check out our new sponsor, Psychic Source.
Oh, buddy, I cannot wait.
Dude.
I'm trying to talk to dead people. Do they do that?
They do mediums. They got mediums.
All right. I'll take a large medium.
All right. So here's the thing. Daddy already did it.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. If you want to talk to a psychic, and trust me, you do. Here's what you do. You go to trypsychicsource.com/SHT10. Okay? You're going to get 40 minutes. 40 minutes for $19.80. Now, you don't have to use all 40 minutes with one person. I didn't.
Oh.
I did 20 with... And look, mind your business. Talking about my love life.
Okay, all right.
Talking about my love life.
Trying to see some road bumps ahead.
Just seeing if it's going to be clear skies, and it's not. Now, I did the other 20 on just like a spiritual thing.
Mm.
See where I'm at. Let me guess. You're going to do a medium?
Oh my God, I can't wait.
All right. Well, if you want to talk to a psychic, you can do that. Again, try psychicsource.com/SHT10. You get 40 minutes for under $20. Do it. And then DM us because I want to hear how it went.
Oh, I can't. Please DM us.
Oh, God, it's so much fun.
I want the tea. I know we talk about BetterHelp a lot on this show, but now they're a sponsor.
They are a sponsor, dude.
I'm using BetterHelp. I'm loving it so far. It's so easy to find a therapist, find out what I'm looking for. And if it's not working out, because that has happened, I've been able to switch therapists with no problem at all.
Yeah. Yeah, you had that one that was not a good fit before.
It was not a good fit. Hey, and that happens. Finding good therapists is like a lot like finding, you know, being out there in the dating world and finding the right partner for mm-hmm. you.
And you're married now.
Oh, no.
You're in love.
Never.
You're in love now.
I have to talk about this with my therapist.
Dude, you're there. Can I meet this person? I don't even know their gender. Can I meet this person?
Absolutely not.
Let's do one together.
Well, we should sign up for couples therapy on BetterHelp.
I'll do it. You think I won't do it? You think I won't win couples therapy with you, dude?
Oh,
you God. Think I'm not going to walk out with the trophy? A couples therapy?
I know you will.
All right, here's the good news. They really are a sponsor, and if you have wanted to get in therapy and maybe you don't know where to start, maybe you don't have insurance like us, you can go to BetterHelp. They were nice enough to give us a discount. So if you hear this, you can go to betterhelp.com/secondhandtherapy, and you will get 10% off your first month. There's a link below the episode. Start in therapy. It helps. It really helps. No matter what you want to work on, give it a shot. BetterHelp.com/secondhandtherapy. We love you guys.
I wrote a book, which still feels weird to say out loud. It is a collection of short stories and essays and faux journal entries, and it's, you know, all about love, grief, dating, loneliness, and all the weird ways people try to hold on to each other while they fall apart. Some of the stories are funny, some of the stories are sad, most are, you know, a blend of both. I mean, honestly, the book really isn't about love. It's more about moments. Like those awkward moments after an argument, or the drive home after a bad date, or, you know, that silence after someone says I'm fine when you know that they're lying to you. Anyways, I am offering signed copies of the book at velvettigerbooks.com. So if you've ever mistaken attention for intimacy, or referred to distance as independence, or, you know, love someone and then realize that that really wasn't the problem, then this book might be for you. And you can get a signed copy and stickers and bookmarks and all kinds of fun stuff at velvettigerbooks.com. It's available in paperback, hardback, ebook, and the audiobook is coming soon. So there's no excuse. Go check it out. VelvetTigerBooks.com.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
What about Snapchat? Why do you have Snapchat?
Oh.
For the news?
Why do I have Snapchat? Is that the dating app you think I'm talking about?
I think you use it for one thing and one thing only.
What do you think Snapchat is for?
Oh, trading lewds and nudes.
Now, you are correct.
Yeah. There more?
No.
Okay.
Is there more on your end? Do I have to delete Snapchat?
You shouldn't have Snapchat. You're too old.
Why?
I'll say it again. You're too old.
Okay.
Snapchat, if you're over 23, you shouldn't be allowed to have, you shouldn't be allowed to download Snapchat.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I disagree with that.
I know you do.
But you're also not a big sexter. You've sent one huge dick pic your whole life.
Yeah. Didn't go well. It's out there still.
It's out
there. She still has it.
And you know
it.
What? If you were on Snapchat, it wouldn't be.
I wouldn't be on Snapchat because I'm 36.
See, this comes back around to this age thing with you. You have these parameters set for age limits on certain things or like behaviors in certain ways. I don't abide by those.
I know you don't.
The dude does not abide.
Don't.
I know you hate it, and that's why I did it.
There are some things that you age out of.
And trading nudes is one of them.
Do it in a text message because you shouldn't be trading nudes with somebody that you can't trust to have a nude.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I got no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I got no problem texting you some nice spicy photos.
Yeah.
But a lot of women are uncomfortable with that.
Then guess what? They're not for you. Right? Because you have an app just so you can get these pictures from these women. They're not in your pool anymore. And that's okay. Because you are afraid you're going to miss out. And that's why you have it.
Because I literally will be missing out.
And that's okay. Yeah, you don't get everything in life. Sometimes you miss out. Sometimes you miss out. That's called life.
But you don't have to.
Yeah.
That's my argument. You don't have to miss out.
You should be okay.
Oh, I'll be fine.
Will you?
Yeah.
I've seen you miss out on something. It doesn't go well. It's not good.
I did not sign up for this abuse.
Okay. Is it abuse? What's abuse? What were we talking about?
I was talking about how...
You can go the rest of the year without doing it.
I have the fucking dating apps, but I don't really use them. I scroll them out of boredom.
Do you send messages?
No.
Do you send likes?
On occasion.
Okay, so you're using...
On a profile or something like that.
Them. You're using the dating
apps. But I don't engage after that.
Yes, you do. This is just the most ridiculous. She could bring your phone. Look at this girl I matched with. Oh, that's boredom? That sounds like a hit of validation.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So let's be honest about what you're doing with the dating apps.
Sure. Now, can I tell you that I deleted the dating apps today?
Good for you. That's great. Did you shut off your DMs?
No, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
Because I asked about that.
Yeah.
And that was after the dating app talk and all that stuff. She's like, I would consider deleting the apps. It's like, I have been considering that. Mm-hmm. So today I did that.
Good for you.
I'm off the apps.
Nice. Field as well?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Good for you, dude.
Yeah. I knew you were fucking snaking me on that one. You were snaking me.
Because you always say, I don't really consider that a dating app. Yes, it is. That's a dating app.
I don't consider Field a dating app, but it is off my phone.
Good for you. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Continue. DMs.
I asked about.
AKA all of your free time. Go ahead.
I asked about DMs.
Yeah.
And she said, it's not necessarily about the DMs. Because I also this stems from like hooking up too. She's like, it's not about hooking up with somebody. She's like, mm-hmm. You can hook up. That's fine.
Yeah. It's the 3-week relationship that comes with
exactly.
It.
It's the time and energy that comes along with it. How much time and energy are you putting into responding and engaging with people in DMs or on the dating apps or when you're hooking up and all these things. These things are taking away from what your goal is. And what your goal is to be with yourself more and to be with your thoughts more and to be more active in your life, figuring out what you like to do, who you are, you know, all these interests, you know, getting out there more by yourself.
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, DMs are fine. Just don't lose yourself in them. Mm. Hooking up is fine. Just don't do extended hookups, that kind of thing. And then she goes, I have a challenge for you. She goes, I want you to, if you really want to hook up, meet somebody outside of the digital world, like at a museum or something, and try to hook up with them.
Oh, cool. What year is it, dude? Exactly. Meet him at the market?
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck? Actually, that is a good idea.
Yeah.
Just meet someone in the real world and just fuck them in a bathroom or something?
Yeah, and that's fine.
And that's fine. That's
now,
classy.
Now that's okay.
That is classy behavior.
Yeah, now making a breakfast.
Absolutely. Do not make them breakfast. Do not get their name.
Mm-mm.
Do not look them in the eye.
You fuck them in a bathroom stall.
You fuck them in the bathroom from behind.
Move on.
And you are gone before they pull the panties back up.
Like a good person.
Like a good boy.
You a good boy?
You tell them, I'm going to fuck you and leave.
I'm going to fuck you in that last stall.
And I'm going to leave. You're never going to hear from me again.
And you'll never hear from me again.
Consent? Yes. Good boy.
Let's go.
That's a horrible way to live.
You would never.
Oh, buddy.
You would never.
That's not for me. That is not for me.
I'm going to be honest.
That's for me. I know it is.
Oh, a little bit.
That's for you.
A little bit.
Get a huge hit of validation and then just go on your day without having to maintain it. That's for you.
A little bit.
When are you? I have a question for you.
Yeah,
I know you had a different friend post this to you. Are you able to face that you might just be a fuckboy? That might just be who you are.
I've thought about that.
And
no, because I genuinely care, and I genuinely connect with people. And so even though my actions aren't matching my words, it's not in a, it is careless behavior, but it's because I care.
About who?
Them.
How are these actions because you care about them?
Because until examining it further and, like, you know, looking at the hard truth of my behavior and all those things, I thought I was doing the right thing by being upfront and being like, this is what I'm working on. This is, you know, what I'm looking for. This is where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
But then my actions weren't matching that. But I didn't see that. I didn't see that disconnect as wrong or hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that I was being careful. I thought that I was doing the right thing because I would, again, I genuinely care. And so.
So doing, you thought you were doing the right thing by doing the cuddling and.
Yes, all that. Because okay. That's how I show. Again, that's how I show affection. I'm very affectionate. I'm very passionate. That's my love language and all that stuff. So I thought, like.
But a few minutes ago, you said all that was for you because you enjoy it.
I also enjoy it, yes. But yeah. I mean, that is how I show love. And right. That's how I show you that I care about you. And that's why I'm not good at the casual stuff, because I care too much.
Mm-hmm.
Fuckboys don't care at all. And so. No, I don't believe that I'm more fuckboy than I think I am or whatever. I just think that I was unaware of the impact of my actions not matching my words in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Was really how disconnected it was. I was unaware of that. Truly.
So if you continue with that,
yeah,
then what does that mean about you?
Oh, that means I'm a bad person.
Oh God.
Is that what you want, Your Honor? Is that where you're leading?
I didn't know.
Leading the witness, Your Honor.
Yeah, does that mean that you're behaving like a fuckboy if you keep saying the thing and then doing not matching and you know what you're doing? Does that mean, oh, I'm kind of being a fuckboy right now? Or what does that mean?
After you? I'm aware of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Because I think then you are... I think of that fuckboy behavior is that carelessness, that recklessness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that goes hand in hand. If you are made aware of something and about how harmful something is and you keep doing, then that is careless and recklessness behavior.
Mm.
So yeah, that would classify you as a bad person.
Mm. So you're going to stop?
Yeah, I fucking...
Immediately?
Yeah. Are you not hearing me? I deleted the apps. I'm fucking...
Yeah.
I've had hard talks with people. I've like, I'm clarifying all the way down to like, if I can post a selfie or not. I asked my therapist if I could post a selfie.
Yeah.
She said yes.
Of course she did. Yeah. She's like, I can't tell you what to do.
No, but her point was, again, like, it's not the action of taking a selfie or feeling good about yourself.
It's the action of how it leads to a 4-hour conversation with whoever sends you a heart on it.
Yes, or whatever that is. Yeah. It's checking my phone to see who has liked it. It's mm-hmm. seeing how many likes it gets. It's the engagement afterwards. It's the time and energy that goes into the behavior of the action. So
what is your therapist doing, right? What are you and your therapist doing together to work on your need for validation?
Mm.
Like, are you guys attacking the root of it at all? Or is it all just trying to manage behaviors of your current life?
Well, all this is coming up now, like today.
Validation?
Well, no, not validation, but these behaviors are rooted back to validation in right. this realm. What we have discussed is, again, I mean, it all comes back to It all comes back to how you feel about yourself and not seeking outside validation. And mm-hmm. I know that. And I have been getting better at liking myself more and feeling more confident and, you know, being proud of myself in moments and those things, and keeping you and I have talked about it a few episodes ago about how the shift has been lately of like, this is just for me. Mm-hmm. And I don't have anybody to share that with, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. So all those things are adding to my self-worth and self-image, which leads into self-love, which then feeds into validation. So the more I explore about myself and the more that I go out there and do on my own and really like learn more about who I am and what I like, then the less that I will need the validation of others to back up my own thoughts. Because again, even when we're talking about these selfies, I was like, can I post a selfie? And she's like, yes, you can feel good about yourself, mm-hmm. but don't post it in hopes that you're going to get a bunch of likes, or don't post it in hopes to see who likes it, or looking for engagement, whatever. Post it, and again, reframing, like post it in a way that's for you. This is for you. You feel good, or you feel a certain way about it, or you want to show off like wherever you are, like on a hike or in a city or whatever the fuck. Like, that's for you. And it doesn't matter if anybody likes it. You like it.
Does that feel true?
Yes. Now, is that impossible? Also, yes. Now, am I going to go through and start liking my own post? Also, yes.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
How many burner accounts are you going to have? 44 likes. Michael 1, Michael 2, Michael 3.
Yeah. I'm working on it. Wow. Do you not feel that that's true? The way you reacted there, do you not feel that that's true?
What?
Posting something that's just for you and it doesn't matter what anybody else likes.
I feel that. Yeah, I think that's true.
Okay.
I don't know if you thought that was, if that's how you feel when you post a thing.
Yeah, because sometimes I will post things in hopes that it, obviously it is strictly for validation. Obviously mm-hmm. I am hoping that, you know, people slide my DMs or people that like it or do whatever. Yeah, guilty yeah. as charged, of course. Yeah, my whole life has been, hello, look at me.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a hard thing to shift from hello, look at me to this is just for me.
Mm.
I even asked about, I know you're gonna fucking have a field day on this.
I can't wait. What'd you ask about?
I asked about thirst traps.
Mm-hmm. You love a thirst trap.
I do.
Did you tell her about your close friends?
Yeah. That's what I was specifically talking about, was that I will post some riskier things on like a close friend's feed instead of...
Only has women in it, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me get in your close friends.
No, it's not...
Can I tell you something?
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
You go first. Here's why.
Okay.
It's close friends for a reason, because when I open up those like anonymous questions and things...
Mm-hmm.
I get nothing but hate from dudes. And usually when I do post something on my regular feed that is a little, let's say, sexier,
mm-hmm.
it's dudes in the fucking comments being like, oh, fucking... So guess what? You don't get to see the fucking real risky thing, because of the collective behavior, as dudes are so uncomfortable with other dudes feeling good about themselves, that you don't get to see it when I am really feeling good about myself. Go on.
Having a close friends that is only women
mm-hmm.
and women that you do not have close relationship with
mm-hmm.
is fuckboy behavior.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. But I have no qualms with posting that on my main feed. I would mm-hmm. not give two fucks.
Yeah, you do it. You don't do it.
But what stops me is that behavior. Like, dudes would fucking roast me. They come at me all the time about that shit.
So?
I don't want to fucking deal with it.
Mm.
I don't want to fucking spend my day and my energy with those comments and those things. I get that enough. I've had that enough in my life.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm like, I'm a grown man. I don't have time to fucking hold your hand about how you feel about me without my shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you fucking... Yeah. Yeah, you got me. We done here?
Yeah.
Cool. So I asked about thirst traps.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, it feeds into, it's more than validation. It's a part of me. I like that side of me. I like the riskier kind of taboo side of me. I like that. I'm a very sexual person. I'm very open about those things. So to me, I don't give a shit. I like showing that side of me off. And it's not about whether it gets a bunch of likes or whatever. I like feeling good about myself, and posting that stuff, that riskier stuff, makes me feel good about myself, and it doesn't matter if anybody likes it or not. I like it.
It doesn't sound like that's what's happening.
Why?
Because you're only posting it to people who will give you praise. If you truly,
it's
your whole thing was, I don't care because I like it.
Yes.
But you don't want to post it because you don't want to be roasted.
Yeah, it's not about the praise. It's about the conflict. And it's conflict that I've had to deal with my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired of dealing with it. And if there's a magic button where I don't have to fucking deal with that, guess what? I'm going to press it every time.
Mm.
I'm not ready to... I am getting better at not having reactions. Again, when I was posting those anonymous question things, I would post probably one out of seven hateful comments I would get from an anonymous dude.
You don't know it's a dude, but yeah. It's anonymous.
Sure. An anonymous person asking me if I'm a top or... You know, those kind of things that I've had to deal with my entire fucking life. But because of the way I dress or look, or because my hair is fucking done, or this or that, or I'm in skinny jeans or whatever. Like, whenever I have... Whenever I feel good or go out of my way to, like, feel good about myself, like the way I look, the way I dress or whatever... Man, don't you know it? There's always a fucking, some alpha fucking guy with a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Every goddamn time. And my gut reaction every time, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Oh, I'm going to hurt you.
Mm.
Not physically. I want to make you cry. I'm going to break you down. That's my gut reaction. That's my defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be that person. And I am not in control of that all the way yet. I can't tell you how many times I have responded and erased responses to those anonymous questions, just absolutely going after somebody's fucking throat.
You've posted a couple of them.
Yeah, and I've had to stop myself the majority of the time and be like, where is this going? What is this leading to? I'm just like them. I'm not like them.
Yeah.
So I'm working on those reactions, and I'm not there yet to post those riskier things that I would like to post or feel good about myself on that feed, because I don't trust my reactions to their reactions. I'm not zen enough yet.
Hello, my little bear cub. I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you would like ad-free episodes and other bonus content, please head on over to patreon.com/secondhandtherapypod. Okay, love you, bye. And we know that.
Jesus. That's a bear.
It's not.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we.
here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.